we all acknowledge the urgent need to build more homes. However, time and time again, projects are stalled at the very first step, not because of a lack of ambition or political will, but because the basic infrastructure simply isn't in place. Developments cannot proceed without wastewater treatment, transport links, energy grids, or a multitude of other services. And without that infrastructure in place, planning authorities cannot grant permits or planning permission. This lack of investment in infrastructure is a major barrier to delivering the homes our citizens desperately need. And this is where I feel the European Investment Bank must step up. The EIB already plays a central role in supporting investments. However, we need a more targeted approach to fund the infrastructure that can enable housing delivery. Therefore, I'd like to ask, what steps are being taken to ensure the EIB prioritises investment in infrastructure that supports housing development, either directly to developers or via loans to relevant local authorities or indeed to public bodies? How can we increase the role of the EIB as a backstop for commercial banks to de-risk loans for developers, especially to mid-sized developments who might otherwise struggle to raise capital in the first instance? And crucially, following the exit of investment firms on some of the housing markets across the EU, what do you believe is the best way to facilitate the private investment back into our housing markets? Finally, if we're serious about tackling the housing crisis, and I believe we are, we need to fix what is blocking it at the source. Without infrastructure, there is no planning. Without no planning, there is no building. Without building, there are no new homes. I firmly believe the EIB can be part of the solution, and I look forward to our continued dialogue to ensure its investments directly supports the infrastructure needed to unlock housing development, not just in Ireland, but across Europe. Thank you.
On the issue of that we want to build, but there's no infrastructure available, we, as the European Investment Bank, we're also financing urban development and urban infrastructure with municipalities and regions. On top of this, we're also providing technical assistance to municipalities and regions in order to mature projects of urban infrastructure so that afterwards affordable housing or other things to be built. Now, on the private investors and how we can get them into the market of affordable housing, as I said, according to our research and views and examples of successful public private partnerships, there is a lot of room for private investors, which I believe that they can make a decent and normal return on their investment on one hand, and on the other side provide affordable housing for the needed segments of our population.